I'm Judy Garvey from Louisville, and try to keep this brief. Thank you for sitting. Your chairs are more comfortable, but that's okay. I am passing around some things. For the last 10 years, I founded in 2001, jail volunteer project in the Hancock County Jail. And so that led, of course, to an expansion around the state because our inmates often go into the state prison system. We founded that really just to be offer some sort of escape from the cell to meet with people. We've had over 200 volunteers in 10 years. Many of the people we've known have gone on to the prison system, and many have gone into the SMU. We've also had a family member in the SMU, and I know several of the people that are being referred to today, and we've given testimony today. So we have worked, you know, hand in hand with the corrections officers at Hancock County Jail. We understand the need for security because obviously they haven't kicked us out yet. So even though we're prisoner advocates, we understand the situation. Meeting, seeing many faces here I've heard over the years through the Maine State Prison. I'm passing around testimony, but I'm not going to read all of it right now. I just feel that we can all get together on this and that there's no earthly reason why not to. Because Maine, you know, can lead the way on this, and the word being humane, I don't think is a derogatory statement or intended as any kind of a slur on the fine people who work there, because obviously we're all trying to be humane and kind to each other, and that should be our goal, so there's no reason that people can't sit down together and work this thing out. I'm not going to be part of that. I'd love to be, but I can't, and but certainly I would be willing to answer questions. I have worked with the so-called high custody people at the Hancock County Jail, some of whom are currently in the SMU. When I worked with them, there was a security issue. Of course, I'm not keeping them locked up. You know, I'm doing stress reduction or mentoring with them. So I believe there's obviously people act better, get better when there's human contact. And, you know, I personally would volunteer to come to MSP. There's another few hours in the week. I was in there once for a program. We were invited in to both prisons. When Bo Lozov, the author of Girl in Time, came around. So I've been in there. So quickly, I just want to read a few statements that prisoners have asked me to read. I'm not going to make this long. I excerpted them very shortly, so please don't get frightened. But call on me if I can be of any assistance. I would be willing to do anything. I would lead stress reduction classes at the prison once a week. Okay, so the first one is, and I know most of these people, some I don't. People have been writing to us once they found out what they're doing. John Turner, a different John Turner, J-O-N Turner, who's no longer incarcerated. The authorities kept me in supermax for 120 days. Now, of course, I can't verify any of this, but I will read what they asked me to read. While in there, I was extremely mistreated and disrespected on a daily basis. I witnessed disgusting acts of human behavior on the prisoners. It scares me to think back of how terrifying it was to watch a fellow inmate get beat up for asking for toilet paper. This environment increased my depression, anxiety, and my health continuously failed terribly. There should be more detailed laws, statutes, policies, and procedures to protect incarcerated people. This does not take away from my knowledge that people want to treat other people humanely, including our staff at the Maine State Prison and the other prisons. I'm reading this. Al Saunders at the Maine State Prison. A year and a half ago, I was written up for refusing the corrective order. A bogus charge as I have severe tinnitus and hearing loss in both ears from my tour in Vietnam, 1966 and 67. I was honorably discharged, decorated, and 100% disabled, dead, and married. I work in the prison chaplaincy. I did 40 days and nights. nights on a 5-day ticket, just a few examples to show you how things can expand, you know. And yes, if you have not been the same since, for one match, they have to crush all psych drugs. I was in severe pain. This crushing relapsed me back into several PTSD episodes until this one. I hadn't had one for 20 years. I have nothing nice to say about the SMU. Nothing good is done here at all, and it is the complete opposite of the Lord's directions. I pray you can help us. I am not alone. Thank you, and God bless you all there. Ed Whitney, SMU. It's been almost 2 years down here, meaning in the SMU. For me, it hasn't been easy. If it weren't for the meditating I do every day, I'd go nuts. A lot of people can't do it, though, so staying is really hard for them. A facility is supposed to rehabilitate, yet all this place does is institutionalize you. Just three more here, I think. Jeffrey Reese's testimony, SMU. I speak to you from a cell in MSP SMU. I've lost my access to various resources and the allowed activities of great importance to my livelihood. Recreation, attending school, access to religious services, my job, and the good time given, as well as the ability to use the phone, shower, visit, and eat at will. These are significant elements of general population that have a major impact on inmates' well-being individually. In addition, shortly after being stripped of these meaningful things, I was classified and placed on high risk, which is basically a 6-month to a year term in segregation with minimal resources, inhumane conditions, and unhealthy diets. On top of all of that, it's much easier in common for officers to mistreat us and abuse their authority when we're caged and deteriorating under the circumstances. These conditions birth severe mental illness, if not hardened criminals. Jeff Cookson, in the SMU, I saw beating on inmates from officers and sergeants overseeing and participating in the beatings and mistreatment. To the extent that hospitalization was needed, inmates were threatened if they told staff what really happened. It could be worse. He was in a wheelchair and was placed in a non-handicapped cell. Due to the fact that I have to catheterize myself, I was taken to a medical area in my wheelchair. The same sergeant, unnamed, insisted to watch me catheter myself. Humiliation. Finally, Ed Graham was one of the first people I met at the Hancock County Jail. And he had been in safety prison now for maybe 7 years, 8 years. And he's in the SMU. He was in the SMU. He's not in. He was in for nearly 9 months. I saw a lot during a year in the Supermax unit. They have a high-risk classification that's supposed to educate and restructure the inmate through self-help pamphlets and a mental health counselor to guide you. In a half year on high risk, I did 2 pamphlets, which I had to ask for, and saw a counselor twice. I saw a plain man turned into animals, a guy cut his face up, he lost scars from life to remind him of his unpleasant journey down here. A TV or radio for admin seg inmates or high risk could greatly relieve tensions between guards and inmates. Going back to inmates returning to primal instinct, they often, after long periods of time, play in their feces and urine, spreading it all over the cell and throwing it at guards, thus getting them more abusive disciplinary time. The effects of me were horrific. I have PTSD. I had to have my meds increased twice. The walls began to have faces and voices. My medical condition is supposed to have 90-day checkups and blood draws every 30 days for medicine levels. In 9 months, I had 1 visit and blood draws twice. They seem to forget you. I went to POW training when I was 18. It's the only way I made it through. While I was in, they were making me scrub floors and showers on my hands and knees, calling me nigger and other demeaning language. When I went in, they broke 6 of my ribs and bruised my left hip. They didn't take pictures of me until I was in 3 months. I have no way to prove injury. As the nurses won't testify, I tried. One of the guards that beat the shit out of me was fired for letting an inmate die on his watch. Now, this is 3 more sentences. After being released from the SMU on approximately Thanksgiving Day, recently, out of their teeth Friday, went to a hospital with what appeared to be a heart attack. It turned out to be massive anxiety attacks. I'm back again in the mental ward. I want you to use my name as it will have more impact. It may bring more light to a dark situation. I am not scared of these people. They can't do any more to me than they have already done. Then he writes at the beginning of February, just last week. I have terrible news. I've been given 6 months to a year to live. Forgive any errors in this letter. I'm crying my eyes out. I have a series of heart attacks and a mini stroke. This is at the end. Is it out? 32. I can't quite remember. Early 30s. I'm crying my eyes out. I went to Maine Med today. They did angioplasty. Then put a camera into my heart. The whole right side is shut down. They put stents through to the left side so the blood will flow through. I'm four cylinder running on two. I would need a heart transplant. I've asked to be buried here at the prison. I'm going to close even if my heart's broken. You guys are in it, and my prayers always. Yeah. So that's my testimony. And
thank you, Ms.
Questions.
Are there any questions for Ms. Carvey at this time? Seeing none, we thank you for your time. Are the proponents?